Father, we just thank you for being in the midst of us, Lord God. You said we're two or three. There you are. Father, we just come before you this day, just giving you honor, giving you glory, giving you praise, saying thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Father. And I ask that you just comfort the hearts of those who have lost family members, who's lost family members this holiday season, Father, who's lost family members, Father, comfort them. Father, you said you would not leave us comfortless, but you would send us a comforter. So, Father, I ask that the Holy Spirit just settle and rest upon them in the name of Jesus. And for the spirit of heaven is brought, Father, you tell us to put on a garment of praise. So, Father, when that spirit tries to come, we will praise you. Get in your presence, for in your presence is fullness of joy and pleasures evermore. Father, we just thank you that because you are Jehovah Jireh, Father, our needs are already met according to your riches and glory, Lord God. And that you right now is just giving us witty inventions, Father God, because you've already given us the power to get the wealth that's already on the inside of us. And whatever we need to succeed, excuse me, is already inside of us. Father, we thank you for your healing power manifesting. For by Jesus' stripes, we're already healed, Lord God. We just walk in it and we believe it in the name of Jesus. We walk in it and we believe it. We thank you for the marriages being restored. For you are a God of restoration, Father God. After we suffered a little while, you will restore us. You will establish us. You will settle us, Father. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. We come against the spirit of fear right now in the name of Jesus. We rebuke it and command it to go. We take authority over it, for you have not given us a spirit of fear. For those that are listening, we command it to go. Anxiety is fear. We command it to go, Father, because we have faith and confidence in your love for us. And perfect love casts out fear, Father. We understand, believe, and know that the only plan you have for us are good and not evil, to bless us, prosper us, and to bring us into great success, Father. And we give you the glory, we give you the honor, and we give you all the praise, Father God, as you lead, God, and direct us again today. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Father, I thank you that you said you give us sweet sleep for those who have a problem sleeping. We come against that in the name of Jesus, Father God. We thank you for your sweet sleep settling and resting upon the hearts and the minds. And we speak peace to those who don't have peace, Father. For you said those who keep their minds stayed on you, that you would keep us in perfect peace. In Jesus' name, we thank you for your perfect peace, your perfect peace, your perfect peace. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Amen, 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 amen. You guys, thank you for joining in. This was our fifth day of prevailing prayers. We're doing 31 days of prevailing prayers. We got 26 days to go. Every day before we start our day, we have to get up, acknowledge God in all our ways, ask him to lead, guide, and direct our path. And I ask that you guys pray for my husband's family, pray for our family. His mom passed away this morning. That the Holy Spirit would just continue to comfort and settle upon the entire household, upon our family, Father. And we give you the glory. We give you the honor. We thank you for the peace that passes all understanding, settling upon my husband, his brothers, family, in the name of Jesus. I pray and I just thank you, Father God. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you in Jesus' name. Glory, hallelujah, Jesus. We worship you. We adore you, Lord God. And whatever you do, don't take Christ out of Christmas, because Jesus really is the reason for the season. We celebrate his birth, but we celebrate the death and the resurrection. He has risen and he's sitting at the right hand side of the Father right now with the blood on the mercy seat, making intercessions for us on his behalf, on our behalf. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we worship you, we worship you, we worship you, and we adore you, we adore you, we adore you, Father. We thank you that we're so hungry for the word of God, for the will of God, for the way of God, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, that nothing else will settle us, nothing else will be able to satisfy us except us getting in your presence and spending time with you and spending time eating your word. word. You said, taste and see that the Lord is good. Father, you are good. We declare and we decree that you are good. Everything about you is good. Everything about you is good, Lord. Everything, every good and perfect gift comes from you. Everything about you is good. We come against spirit of oppression, depression. We command it to go now in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, you must go. In Jesus' name, every name that's a name has to bow to the name. And Father, we give you the glory. You guys, if you need gotten a prayer request or something, hit the messenger button and leave it here. And join me on my Facebook page, Rap Time Martin. I'm on TikTok, YouTube page. Like, subscribe. It's at Jean Martin 1681 on YouTube. I have a podcast. This is my podcast. Subscribe to my podcast, you guys. And I'm just continue to be blessed, be encouraged, and keep looking for the good in your day so you can see God's goodness all throughout your day, okay? All righty. Until tomorrow. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, everyone. This is Arthur Pearly Martin with Biblical Principles for Inner Healing. We're on day 6 of our prevailing prayers. Thank you, Lord. 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 Good morning, Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, our Abba, Father God. Thank you for the very breath that you have given us to breathe. Thank you for health. Thank you for strength. We're just here to say thank you, Lord God. We're here to say thank you, Lord God. We're here to say thank you, Lord God. We're here to say thank you for your peace. Thank you for your joy. Thank you for strengthening us, Lord God, when we feel weak. Thank you, Lord God, for making us the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. Thank you, Father, for that work you're doing in the lives of our family members, our children. For the work you begin in us, you're able to bring it to completion. Father God, we walk by faith and not by sight. It doesn't matter what it looked like, Lord God. We walk by what you say, not by what we see. We have faith to believe. Our faith rests in you, not in our circumstances, not in what we see, Father, but our faith rests in what we believe. You said if we have faith of the size of a mustard seed, we can speak to a mountain and it will move. Father God, we will speak to the mountains. We won't talk about the problems. We will speak to the problems. For you are the problem solver, and it's already finished and it's already done. Father, we walk according to your word, agreeing with what you say, that you are Jehovah Jireh. You are our provider. You are Jehovah Nissi, Jehovah Rapha. You are our peace. Jesus is the Prince of Peace. Glory, hallelujah, Jesus. By your stripes, we're already healed, Father God. We don't pray for healing. We walk in healing, in divine healing. For healing is the children's bread, and that is our portion. It's finished, and it's already done. So, Father God, we walk in the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, I ask that you reveal the Holy Spirit, reveal the Messiah. Reveal Jesus to us, Father. You told Peter it wasn't flesh and blood that he knew that you was the Messiah, but your heavenly Father revealed him to you, Father. Manifest yourself amongst your people so they will know and believe that you are who you say you are. You're not the man upstairs. Your Holy Spirit rests down on the inside of us, for you said that our body was the temple of the Holy Ghost. What an honor and a privilege, Lord God, that you saw fit to put your spirit inside of man, out of all your creations. Glory, hallelujah, Father. The very breath. Whoever's having breathing problems, I just want you to know that the breath that you breathe, the devil can't take it from you because God gave it to you. For when man, you made man out of dirt and you breathe your Zoe life into him, and that's when he became a living being. In the name of Jesus, we curse, we bind every Python spirit that's trying to choke the life out of people, Father God. Father God, we ask that you sever every ungodly soul tie that has been established among your people, not just in relationships, but in friendships, Father God. Father God, we ask that you just lead us, that you guide us again today as we come before you, acknowledging you in all our ways and thanking you, Lord God, for directing our path. For you said those who reverence you, those who fear the Lord, you say you will make your covenant known to you, Lord God. Give us a rhema word when we read your word. Give us that. Thank you for your hunger again today, Father. Your hunger for your word, your desire for you, Father. Nothing can take your place in the name of Jesus. Glory, hallelujah, to our Father. Father, we thank you for opening our eyes so we can see, our ears so we can hear, and our hearts so we can receive your word. For Father God, thank you for giving us the ability to discern so we can see and know you when we see you. We'll see and know you when we hear you. For you said your sheep know your voice, and a stranger's voice they will not follow. Glory, hallelujah, Father. We desire the sincere, we desire the meat of your word. Glory, hallelujah, Jesus. Feed us, teach us, Holy Spirit, Father. You said that the Holy Spirit was here to comfort us. We thank you for your comforter in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we bind the spirit of confusion and we loose the peace of God and clarity upon each and every person listening here today. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Father, we will be givers and not takers. For love is giving, love is giving. You showed your love to us by giving your son to us. Glory, show us who to be a blessing to today, Lord God. Who do you want us to be blessed? Who do you want us to show your kindness to? Who do you want us to show your love to? Who do we need to show our patience to in the name of Jesus? Glory, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah, Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Help us to be slow to speak and quick to hear, Holy Spirit. Glory, hallelujah. We crucify our flesh again today, Lord God. And we say, not our will, not our way, and not our want. In Jesus' name, we pray these things. Glory, hallelujah, Jesus. We worship you and praise you for the finished work that's already done. For we, before we even speak the words, you already have the answer because it's already finished and it's already done. We walk by faith and not by fear, and doubt and unbelief. We don't walk by doubt. We walk by faith. We believe in your faithfulness. We have faith in your faithfulness. We have faith in your love. We have faith in your kindness. We have faith in your patience. In the name of Jesus, Father, because our hearts are good ground, because our hearts are good ground, because our hearts are hearts that forgive. In the name of Jesus, 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 in the name of Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Thank you guys for joining in today on our 6th day of prevailing prayers. I pray you guys come back again tomorrow. Again, if you have a prayer request, put it over in that message button. And you guys follow me on Facebook at Rap Time Martin, YouTube at Jean Martin 1681, and at Granny Pearly Martin. Make sure you share that page. That's our animated videos. Continue prayer for my husband, family. His mom went on to be with the Lord yesterday. So just continue prayers of comfort and God's peace and in Jesus' name, right? In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Because we know that whatever concerns us concerns him, for we have not a high priest who's not touched by the feelings of our infirmity. We don't have to memorialize our lost loved one's death. We can memorialize their life. Right? My mom died this month too, November 3rd, 5 years ago. I don't memorialize her death. I memorialize her life. I think about the good things that we shared. Because the hope, we all know that one day we're going to pass from this side to that side. It's destined. It's going to happen. But the thing is, we need to make sure that we have our reservation in heaven, that we have accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. And if you have not accepted him, Father, we just thank you that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He died and he rose. And we believe he's coming back again in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, he said, they shall be saved. Father, we just thank you because you said in Acts 16:31 that we believe not only shall we be saved, but our household also. We give you glory, Father. We give you honor and we give you all the praise. You guys, in Jesus' name, remember to keep looking for the good things in your day so you can see God's goodness all throughout this wonderful, wonderful day. Because again, this is the day that the Lord has made. And I don't know about you, but we ought to be rejoicing and being excited That he gave us another chance to live in it. And he gave us life, not so we can live our own life, but so we can live the life of Jesus Christ and be a light in the midst of this dark, hurting world. So our prayer is, Father, who do you want me to meet today? We believe that our footsteps are ordered by you, for the footsteps of a righteous man are ordered by you. We thank you, Father God, for leading us, guiding us, directing us. We choose not to lean to our own understanding. We're not trying to figure out stuff, Father. You already made the way, for you know the way in which we should take you before the foundations of the world. Father, you already knew us, and we want to know what you know about us. So as we dig in your word, Father God, you said we're clean through the word, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Your word, Father, is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Your word will lead us and guide us. For Jesus, you are the way, the truth, and the only life. You're the only truth. In the name of Jesus, we come against every spirit of perversion in the name of Jesus and command it to loose. Every spirit of deception, you must go now and loose the minds of God's people. I speak clarity to your mind so you can think right and hear right and understand right and have clarity. Every mental illness, we command it to go now in the name of Jesus, for that's not our portion. We have been redeemed from every curse of sickness, disease, both physically, mentally, and emotionally. You were bruised by your stripes. We are healed. You was bruised for our inner healing. The chastisement of our peace, you even paid for our peace. It was upon you. We speak peace. We loose peace in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, thank you for comforting us, settling us. Thank you for your garment of praise being upon us. For the spirit of, we rebuke the spirit of oppression, depression, and put for the spirit of depression, put on the garment of praise. Put your worship music on and begin to just praise the Lord. He said, with everything that has breath, let us praise the Lord. Put you some worship music or just begin to praise the Lord right there where you at right now. Just begin to praise him, because the devil cannot stand in the presence of the Lord. For in the presence of the Lord is fullness of joy and pleasures evermore. Glory, hallelujah. The joy of the Lord is your strength. So if you're feeling weak, enter into the joy of the Lord, understanding and knowing that the work has already been finished, it's already been done, and we just walk in it by faith. We believe that we receive everything, Father God, all the finished work you have done for us, everything, supplying our needs, health for our bodies, restorations of marriage, our family members and our children coming back to you or serving you. For we declare and we decree, Father, that as for our household, we will serve the Lord in the name of Jesus. Our children will serve the Lord, not just be religious churchgoers, but they will serve him with their life. They will serve him, for the only reason you gave us life is so we can live Christ-like in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. You guys, I'm getting ready to end the year. Be blessed and be so encouraged. If you guys make sure that you share this prayer, pass it on so others can join in. And be blessed. All righty. You are blessed. You are blessed. Just know that you are already blessed. You are blessed and highly favored. And the favor of God rests upon you. And goodness and mercy, goodness and mercy, goodness and mercy is following you. And the angels of the Lord, it's the angels of the Lord that's encamped around about those who love God and who are called according to his purpose. Your angels are there to guard you. Your angels are there to protect you. God, and they sit there now hearkening unto the voice of the Lord. So watch your words. Watch what you speak. Speak life and not death. For we will eat the fruit of our words. We're going to have what we say. Say what you want and not what you don't. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I'm getting ready to end it. You guys, know that you're blessed. Know that you're highly favored. Know that you're heirs and joint heirs in Jesus Christ. Know that you are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. You are in right standings with Jesus Christ because of the blood of Jesus, because he came to redeem us, to give us his life and life more abundantly. In Jesus' name, glory, hallelujah, Jesus, 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 Jesus. I'm gone. You guys be blessed.